There has been outrage in Turkey over brutal violence against women. Advocates say more than 100 women there have been killed this year, most by male relatives. Experts say it is impossible to track down the number of women injured because many attacks go unreported. NPR's Peter Kenyon went to southeastern Turkey to report on one case that is getting attention around the world. It's that of a 19-year-old woman who was shot after entering a TV singing contest.
Mutlu Kaya is gifted with a strong, pure voice, and it nearly cost her life. Or rather, Turkish women say the controlling and oppressive views of the men in Kaya's life put her in the hospital, a bullet in her skull.
Merhabalar!
It started with a visit to Kaya's hometown by well-known Turkish folk singer Sibel Can. Can was a judge on a TV singing show, and she was convinced Kaya could be a star. A promotional video posted online shows Kaya and her mother on a couch as Kaya sings her mother's favorite song. Soon, the mother, wearing a headscarf and house coat, is in tears. Soon, Kaya's dream comes true when she finds herself on stage in full makeup and evening dress, with her mother watching anxiously from the audience. From her very first notes, Kaya seems to be a hit. But before Kaya could even begin to enjoy her success, someone fired a bullet through her window, hitting her in the head. She remains in intensive care. Police arrested her boyfriend. It turns out 4 months earlier, Kaya had filed a complaint with the police, accusing him of threatening and intimidating behavior. There have been demonstrations protesting attacks against women, but not Mutlu Kaya. These protests were for a young woman studying at a school far from home, allegedly murdered by a minibus driver during an attempted rape. That case resonated more with Turks, says Nebahat Akkoç, founder of the Komer Foundation in Diyarbakir, which is frustrating but not surprising. The 20-year-old student, Özgecan Aslan, was killed by a stranger, she says, while the singer Kaya was shot by her boyfriend.
The Özgecan case was a more effective one for raising awareness, because many families have children studying away from home. That got a lot of attention.
Akkoç has long struggled against what she calls a habit of treating violence within the family as a family matter. Her foundation runs programs where women can learn about their rights and how to protect themselves from men like Kaya's boyfriend, who was reportedly upset about her success. When asked, what about educating the men, she sighs.
We don't really have time. We're working at our absolute limit, raising the consciousness of women. Someone should be educating the men, I agree, but we can't do it.
It's not quite true that nobody here is talking about the critically wounded singer, who doctors say has regained consciousness. In a Diyarbakir cafe, 19-year-old university student Rojin says Kaya's is a classic case of men not recognizing a woman's abilities because they can only see a female body.
She was there competing with her voice, not her body, but they only judged her as a female with their sexist beliefs. This is the kind of mentality that has to change.
When it might change is anybody's guess. Like most of the women we spoke to for this story, Rojin was afraid to give her family name for fear of provoking more violence. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Diyarbakir, Turkey.